Network. Great to have you with us on the eve of actual NFL football. Coming up on the show, the guru himself is here to help you with your fantasy team. We've got Brad Evans from BetMGM tonight in just moments. So the one thing about Brad that we know, one of many things we know, is that he has a great background. So we'll get into his knickknacks and kind of take a look at that when you see him on the air. Do you have a particular knickknack or something? Doesn't even have to be in your background, because your background is, you know, I would say less busy than Brad's. Brad's looks great. But yours is more simple. But do you have a knickknack that means something to you, like some sort of bobblehead that Jake had when he was playing or something like that?
I feel like even the word knickknack like causes cringe within me. Oh. I am somebody who likes a very clean house.
How about a collectible?
But I don't know if this is because of like my generation's upbringing, is that like a lot of our parents had a ton of knickknacks, and it's just too much. To the point where you see, like, a lot of millennials' houses are very bare and very simple. And, like, that's how I like things. I don't like a bunch of clutter. So, like, I'm not a big knick-knack person. Like, you will not catch me with, like, a collectible collection of, like, figurines.
Yes.
I don't know. Like, it just feels creepy to me. I'm not a sports memorabilia person either, because I think now, like, for the younger generation, I like, you know, collectibles or like bobbleheads or whatever, but I think more people would rather have like a picture with their favorite athlete as opposed to like a signature or like a bat or something.
You prefer like NFTs, like the Bored Ape collection or something like that. Remember that for a hot second? It was like red hot and then just like died down so quickly.
Just don't like clutter. Yeah. Like, I feel like you're like that, too. Like, you don't like clutter, right?
No, I don't. But I have, you know, I have, like, collectibles and stuff like that. A few that are up, you know. Like, I have a few things that mean something to me that aren't, you know, maybe not on display, but that I certainly have that over time, like, that I brought together that I kind of, I don't know, that means something to me based on a certain time period, a certain athlete, whatever it is. So, I don't know. Just kind of curious. But I feel like I walk into your house now and be like, where's your stove? No, too busy for me. No clutter in here. Just a wide open space. Sofa and
TV. Well, now people are like, you need a container for your remote. How dare you let guests see that you own a remote? Get that clutter out of here. Like, that's what it is today.
Well, I'm sure Brad's like, why did I wake up early for this? Let's bring him in. Brad Evans, you know him as co-host of BetMGM tonight on the BetMGM Network. Weeknights from 7 to 11, also host of the Fade 5 podcast. Good morning, my friend. Now, I mean, see, you, this is what I'm talking about. You have all sorts of awesome collectibles.
Hola, amigos! Behind me, I have all kinds of just wild knickknacks, unfortunately, those are called. But yeah, I mean, there's some fun stuff. I got a Michael Jordan autographed baseball right here.
Oh.
I got my Ryan Fitzpatrick oversized head. I got a David Robinson. I was a big Spurs fan as a kid. Church's chicken signed photograph behind me as well. Outstanding stuff there. And one of my favorites right now, getting down with my dude Chase Brown, a bottle of maple syrup with his name and the U of I logo on it. I only live 15 minutes away from the University of Illinois campus. They sent me a box of propaganda when he had some mild Heisman hype a couple of seasons ago. And now he's all the talk, all the rage of fantasy football. It's glorious.
All right, so can I ask you about that? Chase Brown,
sure.
Enlighten us, because I feel like you're acting like this is like a known thing, and I understand like if you're deep in the weeds of fantasy football, you probably know what he's talking about, but I don't. Enlighten me.
Yeah, Chase Brown is a guy who is on a meteoric rise right now. Consistently, he was going around round three in 12-team drafts just about a month ago. But in drafts that were conducted over the last like 4 to 8 hours, so people waiting until literally the 11th hour to select their fake franchises, he's ascended to the back end in some cases of round one, guys. And it's completely understandable because Chase Brown is a guy that is not peak efficient, but mildly efficient in some of the important advanced metrics and measurements that are out there. As tracked at Pro Football Focus, he was top 20 in total missed tackles forced last season, top 20 in yards after contact per attempt. The coaching staff has said, we have constructed the entire offensive ground game around Chase Brown and his skill set this year, and he's a guy that's going to catch 60 balls as well, so he can beat you through the air, he beat you on the ground, and he is immersed. He is going to be the main man, probably going to command upwards of 80-85% of the team's opportunity share because they don't have a whole lot of competition for touches, and arguably the most explosive offense in the league. So even if they fall behind like they often did last year, he's not going to leave the field because of his adept and soft hands. If they have a commanding lead, he's the guy that's going to ground and pound and salt away the clock. Get down with my dude, Chase Brown. And chuck some of that maple syrup. He's got to have a banner campaign.
I mean, this is the time to do it. It's a morning show, right? You got some pancakes, some eggs, you got some syrup. You got to have that as well. But let me ask you this, because you've been doing this for a long time. You're an expert in this area. What is the one thing that fantasy players should not do? Like a cardinal mistake that you see on a regular basis and you think, oh, man, bad move.
Yeah, look, I think it's buying into recent narratives. I'll give you a case in point. You're right there in the nation's capital. That backfield is all the rage, all the talk of fantasy football. And you might say, really? Ja'Cory, Kroski, Merritt, Bill? Yeah, people are thinking they're going to pay their random bills selecting JCM in their drafts this year. And I say, pump the brakes. A guy whose value, he was like a double-digit round pick. So in the beer fuzzy hours of your fantasy draft, about a month ago, you're able to steal him. Then that ascension began. He kept rising and rising and rising. And I saw in a draft over the weekend, he went in round five of a 12-teamer. That's, Q, the Cypress Hill, the background. Insane in the membrane. Insane in the brain. It's just downright stupid. People buying hook, line, and sinker into that momentum that he supposedly gained. Now, it's a full-blown RBBC. Dan Quinn was asked pointedly by a reporter shrewdly about a week ago, who's going to be your primary short yardage and goal line guy? Did he say JCM? No, he said Chris Rodriguez, who went over 20 miles an hour on his open field touchdown sprint he had a couple of weeks ago in the preseason. He's dropped some weight. There was a featured story on him in The Athletic yesterday that I read. I think he's a guy that's going to be the primary ball carrier in week one. Yes, over JCM. Yes, over Austin Eckler, who is still RB1 on that depth chart. But that is a classic case of people buying into the recency bias and jicking in their veins, and they're going to sorely regret it after the first 3 weeks of the regular season. That, my friend, is a cardinal sin too many people commit to on a year-in, year-out basis in fantasy drafts.
All right. Well, part of the reason why I like to talk to fantasy people is that you're very good at finding, like, under-the-radar people that, like, of course, we know, like, the main receivers in football, and of course, they're probably going to have good years, but, like, from a betting standpoint, like, those numbers are going to be higher when you look at season-long props. Who's an under-the-radar receiver this year that you think is going to put out some good numbers?
Yeah, a guy that's not getting enough love right now on the national scene. We've talked to him consistently and repeatedly on BetMGM tonight is the golden child, Matthew Golden of the Green Bay Packers. You look at what Jordan Love said about him a couple of weeks ago during the exhibition and camp season. He called him, quote, a stud, end quote. His words, not mine. And if you think about Golden's situation, he's really been the only healthy option that this Green Bay organization has had on the field at wide receiver over the last several weeks. Dontavian Wicks was dealing with some nicks and scrapes, Romeo Doubs, and of course Jaden Reed with that Jones fracture. Golden has a prime opportunity to start off the season very much on the right foot. I grabbed him in the week one market. I did a little stepladder, I call it. I took the over on his receiving yards prop, which is right now in the mid-40s at BetMGM. I looked at the alt markets as well, grabbed him at 60-plus at plus money. Hell, I even took him at 75-plus, even more plus money. I think he is going to make a cannonball splash in his regular season debut against Tate Schwab, because you're going to see a lot of Terry and Arnold in coverage. If there is a wink link in that defensive backfield for the Motor City Cats, It is clearly Arnold. He was outside the top 75 in coverage grade a season ago, according to PFF. So Matthew Golden, you got him at a wide receiver for price in a 12-team draft. Congratulations. Bravo, gamer. He's going to turn a tidy profit for you this year.
We're chatting with Brad Evans. He is co-host of BetMGM Tonight right here on the BetMGM Network. That is weeknights from 7 to 11 p.m. in the East. Also host of the Fade 5 podcast. Brad, so how do you handle, I know I'm asking basic guy questions here. It's basic girl season here on the show. You know, it's pumpkin spice latte time, all these things. But how do you handle mid-season pickups, particularly if you're paying for those pickups? Do you have a strategy in how you go about that?
Yeah, look, at a case, take it on a case-by-case basis. You know, a lot of leagues implement what's called a free agent acquisition budget. Short is also called FAB. And a lot of leagues that institute a FAB approach to free agency, genius, and bravo to you, because it's equal opportunity for all the people in your league, unlike the waiver wire pecking order. If you have the top waiver wire, great, you're going to get dibs on the first hot commodity to come off the wire. But if you're dead last, you got no chance. With FAB, everybody blind bids, and the highest bid ultimately wins. I live by what's called the rule of three. I don't make any rash moves until I see a three-game sample size. Now, there are exceptions to that rule. You know, if a guy unfortunately suffers a catastrophic injury and, you know, the next man up is going to be entrenched, going to be locked into a vigorous workload, specifically a running back, or if you're in a super flex league, which you can start as second quarterback, that backup quarterback, you know, is going to be under center for a long duration of time. Yeah, you got to slap the wallet and, you know, go ahead and shell out some of that FAB cash. But generally speaking, it's kind of a slow drip for me throughout the course of the year, because the one thing we know, it's a violent sport, and it's going to be there's going to be a ton of turnover week in and week out in terms of rosters. You know, some guys are lose out because of the injury imp, who is always menacing, always sinister, and always lurking in fantasy land, and other guys just lose out because they royally suck. And the coaches want to make sure that they institute a better, you know, schematic and better overall strategy and plan to try to maximize a team's production. So, again, you got to really take it on a case-by-case basis. I have slapped the wallet early and spent a lot of FAB cash, you know, in the first 5 weeks of the fantasy season. Still really regretted it. Because as the season rolls on, if you're very much afloat, very much in the postseason race in your league, you want to have some FAB cash down the home stretch to fill those holes if they do arise because of injuries and ineptitude.
All right, so we have like a minute left, and we were talking about under-the-radar guys. Let's go to the least under-the-radar player in the NFL right now, Travis Kelce. I think usually from a betting standpoint, it is difficult to bet on the people who get on headlines because usually there is no value. But you look at the situational spot for Travis Kelce this year with the receiver core lacking depth for the Chiefs. Travis Kelce has lost weight. And obviously, there is a rapport between Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. And plus, he was dealing with injuries last year. What can we expect from Travis Kelce this year on the field?
Yeah, look, I think you're going to see some flashes of the old Travis Kelce. But is he going to exceed 700 receiving yards this year? No. I'll stop you right there. I would take the under right now as receiving yards prop at BetMGM. However, I would take the over on 4.5 receiving touchdowns, largely because Rashee Rice is going to be out in those first several weeks of the regular season. He's going to be a point of emphasis, but I think he's going to lose out on some snaps to Noah Gray in between the 20s as the season progresses. So when Rice does return, I think he'll take more of a backseat on that area of the field, but he's going to be a fixture inside the red zone because Patrick Mahomes is always looking for him in those situations. Still very savvy and a smart route runner, so we can get that separation. Just don't go bonkers, folks. I know he's put a ring on it. Congratulations, kids. the guy's never going to make it, clearly. But I think Travis Kelce will have a fine, not a spectacular fantasy season. I do feel you're overspending on him right now as he is going TE5 at average fantasy drafts. I think he's going to finish more in that 7 to 10 range when the dust settles.
You can check out his fine work as co-host of BetMGM tonight, weeknight from 7 to 11, right here on the BetMGM Network. Also host of the Fade 5 Pod and on Exit. Noisy Huevos sits our good friend Brad Evans. Brad, thanks for waking up, my friend.
Appreciate it, Mingos, and get down with my dude, Chase Brown. See ya.
Well, now I want pancakes.
I was thinking the same thing. And I want that maple syrup, that exact maple syrup on my pancakes. Looks delicious. But, you know, he'll probably keep it as a keepsake, which is the smart thing to do. Although I will say, if he didn't win the Heisman, I might be like, yeah, I don't know. I'm hungry this morning. Maybe I'll go for it.
Yeah. Or you could just go to Cracker Barrel. They have those little individual syrup bottles, which I know people are mad about the rebrand.
No, I'm not going
there.
But
the syrup bottles are still awesome.
I'm so pissed about the rebrand. Even though they're going back, I'm just never going to Cracker Barrel again. So stupid. I can't believe people get upset about that. Thank God Uncle Herschel is back. I didn't know what I was going to do if he wasn't leaning on that barrel. Coming up next here on the show. You know what time it is. We're going to tell you our favorite plays on this midweek edition and find out what's going on with the Chalk Donkey. It is the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.